This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. All right. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, Bronze Roofing, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, let's get to the old weather here. Galveston, 80 degrees down on the island this morning. A little bit cooler after all that rain yesterday. Looks like today we're going to have showers early, then partly cloudy for the afternoon with a high of 87, northeast winds 5 to 10, rain chance 30%. Tonight, mainly clear, low of 81, south winds 5 to 10. And for tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mix, stray shower, thunderstorm is possible with a high of 88, east northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And looking at current conditions right now around the complex, looks like offshore, it's a north wind at 4 to 7 out there at the 22-mile buoy. Air temperature is 80 and water temperature 87. And at Eagle Point, we have a north-northwest wind at 3 to 5 miles per hour. It's 80 degrees with 86-degree water. In Morgan's Point, it's 80 degrees with 87-degree water with a north-northwest wind at 3. So conditions are quite favorable. Looks very nice. Just kind of keep an eye on the sky. You never know, man, the way these things are popping up, the way they did yesterday also. So, anyway. All right, well, let's get to our star leaderboard update. We'll start the morning off with that. Let's do the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. Still just two tags weighed in that division. They have prizes for 10 places, but only two have been registered. You got Gary Merchant of Houston, Nate Appella of Hallettsville with two red tags, and the transport boat Mercury Coastline Package blue tag division. Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson was the first. Mitchell Mays of Georgetown, then Robbie Pratt of Spring, Brian Cook of Dripping Springs, and Alfred Williams of Bay City. So there's five more slots open for those blue tags also. So that's a total of, looks like, seven tags out of 120 fish released. And looking at the inshore division leaderboard, sheephead, Eric Harper of Houston, a 9-pound, 10-ounce sheephead. Cherie Andrada in the gaff top division, 6 pounds, 14 ounces. And black drum division, leading that is Jason Smith of Sour Lake, 15 pounds, 10 ounces. And the Hoff Power offshore division. Looks like kingfish leader is Leslie Maven of Grosbeck, 51 pounds, 4 ounces, leading the kingfish division. And then you slide down to the Dorado division, and Jack Brinkman of Friendswood, he weighed that in at Surfside, a 37-pound, 4-ounce dolphin or Dorado, whatever you want to call it, Mahi. But that edged out Cameron Huebner by 1 ounce with a 37-3. And Ling Cobia Division, Cody Milton of Corpus, weighed his in at Fisherman's Wharf, a whopping 93-pound, 5-ounce Ling. That will be tough to beat right there. That's a big one. And Red Snapper right now, Joseph Hansen of Roche Aaron is still leading with a 25-pound, 8-ounce snapper. And there's four others weighed in. They're all over 20 pounds, but that guy's got about a 5-pound lead as we speak. All right. Let's see if we can get the hammer up on here. You got the hammer now, Jace? Did we get that solved? All right, Glenn, you're up. What's going on?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you, buddy?
I'm here. I got your text, but I was in the middle of doing
things. Oh, it's all good. The phone, I called two different times, no answer, and then he answered on the third time, but he's busy over there. So
it sure would be nice if you could get your phone to unblock us so we can call you like we do everybody else. It'd make it go a lot better.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something. I looked all through my phone. Melinda went through it, and we went through the block numbers, and the same number that I've been calling for 20 years, and I don't know what's going on. Just can't figure it out. But, hey, I got to fish yesterday, so that's good news. And I had Eric and his son, Abram, come down from Austin, Texas. And they started out with a bang fishing down by the pass. And right about daylight, they both hooked up on, well, I thought they hung on the bottom, but there were these, ended up to be huge black drum. What's a leader in, would you say 15 pounds of black drum, was
15,
it?
15, 10. That's big.
Man, I bet we were close to that yesterday. I said, are y'all in the tournament? And neither one of them were. And, oh, these were huge. Oh, these were big nasties. Big nasties. And they fought them 15, 20 minutes, man. I mean,
were they under 30 inches?
Oh, yeah. They were huge. I don't know, Captain Mickey. They probably were. They were a couple of foot long. They were big. Yeah. I got pictures of them, man, and they went from my chest down to past my knees. I mean, these are huge, huge black. Anyway, I think we possibly had a winner. I don't know. One of them weighed close to 20 pounds. I bet you it's 15 to 18, if not 20 pounds.
Well, that's a shame.
It's a shame, and that's why I encourage everybody to get in that tournament. You know, you're one fish away from winning a truck and a boat and or whatever, and maybe not the tagged red, not the truck, but anyway, you could win other prizes.
Oh, yeah, and it, you know, I mean, if you can afford to book a guide, you can afford to enter the Star Tournament. That's no money at all, so.
Well, after I told them that the leader of the black drum was only 15 pounds, and we just released two of them that might have went 20. they were like, maybe we'll get in it next year. Well, it's not too late right
now. Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. So yeah. Anyway, we hung around there, and we had a really weak tide yesterday morning, Captain Mickey. It just wasn't hardly moving at all.
Well,
and
just
the fish
standing high in the mornings, and it just, you got to wait on the outgoing tide. The best bites from really middle of the day, you know, 10 to 2.
In exactly 10:30, we had left, went back to the bay, went to the marsh. I got them a couple more redfish in the box, and then we came back. It was about 10:30, and it was like the light switch turned on, and the trout were there. We couldn't find the trout early. But at 10:30 till about 11:30, we put six keeper trout in the boat and released a 22-incher, beautiful spec. And that was about it. I mean, it was like boom, boom, boom. They had them a blast, man. And they had some tugs going on. So they caught redfish and black drums and trout, and they had a few whiting to go along with it and a sand trout. So they had a pretty decent box. All in all, they want to do it again, man. So just, you know, like I said, once that current started going, it was like a light switch turned on, man. It was, that outgoing tide. But we got in, I guess it was 11:30 when I at the cleaning table. And it sure felt good to hit that shade because it was starting to get plenty warm right around 11:30.
Did you get any rain down there?
We didn't get a drop.
I got a tenth of an inch at my house, and all my friends are just right up the highway from me. Got 2 inches.
We got a 13th of a, yeah, 1/13, 1/10th of an inch, and that was at, that was late in the afternoon, though. By the time I got home, that's right, I just backed my truck in and parked my boat. I'm watching lightning out of the Gulf right now. I just seen that on my video camera. I'm seeing some lightning out there right now. But anyway, we're scheduled. I'm putting my boots on and going to hit the door running. And I got to meet some more folks down at the pass this morning. And I got 2 10-year-olds and their dad today. So we'll see how that goes. And I'm going to put them some Hop-O-Matics and some croakers on the boat and see what they can do. But our bait camps are holding bait and plenty of shrimp, plenty of croakers. Mullet, mudmas, all the bait camps, 4 or 5 of them down here, they got plenty of stuff in there. So they stocked up for the weekend. Most of them go Saturday afternoon and just get another tank. And anyway,
looking rims. Out in the Gulf, that little glob out there just built up here in the last 10 minutes. And straight out from Galveston, but it's drifting your way, so just kind of keep an eye on your east. Now, just look back to the east. You'll see, it's kind of moving your way now, but it may turn and go the other direction, the way these storms have been acting lately, these pop-ups.
Well, it's pretty active right now. I'm watching this lightning on the video.
Yeah, it's got quite a bit of red in it. Red and yellow.
Oh, man.
Kill a fella.
Oh, man. Let's see what else happened. I had one of those fish jump in the boat again today, and I left him in the sump.
One of them leather jacks?
A leather jack. I never heard of it in my life, man.
I've never had one in my hands, thank God I hadn't. Somebody told me they got hit by one, and it stayed with them for 2 months.
Dude, my hand burnt for a couple of hours. I honestly, I've been finned by catfish and everything else, but that fish... little bitty dorsal fins, man, sticking out. He ain't got like 3 little dorsal fins. Boy,
spines,
oh boy.
Yeah.
Right into my Great. Palm of my hand. I won't pick up another one. I learned. And somebody that was listening on the radio, I think it's your tire man out there somewhere.
Yeah, it was Chavo. He was sending me tags.
He called me and he sent me that picture of that. He sent me the picture of the fish. How did he even know? Just by me explaining it, I guess. But I don't know, but anyway.
I think he's been hit by one, so he knows.
Yeah, he does. That's exactly it. Now, I had a couple more of them jump in the boat, and I just left them back there yesterday. Let them get a sunburn. But tossed them in, and they were still alive. But anyway, I wasn't messing with it. What else did we catch? Skipjack. We had a skipjack, and... Anyway, we're right at the mouth of the Gulf and the Bay, down around the pass. You're going to get a little bit of everything. I'm surprised we hadn't seen any turtles come up. Usually every time I'm fishing, there's a big old Ridley to come up and burp and get him a big old breath of air or something. But I hadn't seen any turtles this year. So I don't know what it means, but anyway, I'm not catching them on line. That's one good thing. They don't bite the hook, so... But let's see what else, Captain Mickey. That's pretty much it. We're gonna just play it easy this morning. Like I said, a couple of 10-year-olds. Let's see what they can do, man. They can handle the rod and reel. I'm gonna put them in the same place I put these folks yesterday. And these were 2 big old boys, father and son. And they were, man, those drum. They get down there on the bottom, and they whatever they do down there, it looked like a stingray because they just. It wasn't hardly moving, but we're fishing in like 15 feet of water, so that fish is pretty deep down there. And anyway, what a fight. I know you don't want to see no pictures of no black drum, but I'll see a picture, man. These were huge black drum. Man, oh, man. And the trout were pretty, too, so they had them in a nice box. We're We're just mixed bagging it right now, pot licking it with live bait. You know, that's what I do, kind of match a hatch in summer. And I've seen people out there yesterday. Everybody was running. Nobody was catching nothing in the morning. Like I said, until about 10:30, nothing happened, not on my end. Every boat I passed or looked at, they
this
were
my
pulling
kind of
up anchor.
Right now, sleep in. Get the boat in about
right.
9, go out there and find where they're supposed to be and wait for the bite.
Hey, get
so
you some
high
shade.
Tides right now, 4:36 is high in Galveston. It's at 1.4, and the low's not till this evening at 7:02 p.m., so when it starts going out about 10, 11 o'clock, because it's a negative
there
pull,
you go.
It'll pull out all day.
That's when the switch
went
on. It
gets super low in
the
evenings right now.
Super low. Reef sticking out of the water. I'll testify to that, buddy. It's very low.
Good flusher. All right, Hammer, throw them out a number.
Yes, sir. 713-208-0683. If it'll work, try to call. Thanks, Captain Mickey. I'll have a fun Sunday.
All right. See you, bye-bye. Man. Later. You know, if you need pipe and valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them really fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team, with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 419. All right, let's head down to Freeport now. Let's check in with somebody that knows what they're talking about, Captain Jeff Naylor. I think he does anyway, don't you, Jeff? You know anything?
I think I know a few things.
Think you know
maybe. Maybe. I'm slipping in and out sometimes.
Oh, man. But, how'd y'all's multiple boat veteran trip go yesterday?
Oh, I tell you, man. I mean, you know, the fish pictures were, you know, pretty much the whole dock. I mean, it was.
Dang.
We had a lot of. I'm telling you, we had five boats and 20 some odd veterans. We actually had two right at the last minute that that helped drive one of the boats and donate one of the boats. So
right. I remember you telling me that. Well,
yeah,
that's cool.
It was a great time. We you know, everybody's always super excited to come and fish the Vets Weekend with us, even the SOD crew members and stuff like that. So it was overall, it was a good time. It was a great time. You know, fish were snapping. You know, luckily I kind of held on to a spot all year long that I knew was good for all five boats. It's pretty rare. I mean, you know, that's
sure.
Was I don't even know, five. Heck, that's a lot of snapper. Anyways, 50 plus some odd snapper. And, you know, for this late in the season to go pull off and find 10 plus pounders, it's not exactly super easy. And, but long story short, I had that spot. We went there and they were snapping as usual and, cleaned up, went out to the shrimp boats for a little bit, bounced around. You know, we start out kingfishing and it was just kind of blanks, which is not that uncommon, you know, with a ton of boats, you know, zooming around, this and that. It was, you know, beautiful forecast. Gotta be expected a little bit, honestly. But the kingfish bite was off. We got a few, one or two, did our snapper fishing, then went out to the shrimp boats and played around for a minute. You know, the shrimp boats were still calling. We didn't get to a lot of the shrimp boats, so it was kind of spotty, but we picked up, I think, three blackfin over three boats. Yeah, and then we ran like heck for the storms. You know, I tell you what, thank God for the Starlink and all that kind of stuff. You know, we were watching the phone like the whole time, you know, and I just happened to look down and see like this magenta, you know, right over Houston. And I was thinking, oh man. And it was hauling butt south, you know.
Man.
Yeah, we cut it off quick, you know, early and put it to the pins and made it back. About the time that wind hit, we did about the last 3 miles and that wind was just whooping. And honestly, we would have probably been okay had we stayed out, you know.
Right.
But boy, I tell you, if that storm would have drifted a little bit far out, oh man, you know, who knows? It could have really been nasty.
I mean, if you can beat it in, it's better. I'd rather be a, you know, live chicken than a dead duck, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You ain't kidding.
You're way out there. I mean, you're just at the mercy of it. You just got to put your nose in it and pray and hold on, baby.
That's right, baby.
There's nowhere to go offshore, buddy. You're at the mercy of it.
Yes, sir. You know, heck, I mean, you can't even hide around a rig around here. You know, there is none.
No, they done pulled them all up.
You're stuck, bud.
Well, if we can swim over there and get on that rig and climb up on that and wait for help, you don't even have that anymore. So,
nope. You're dead out of that. You know,
you'd have to be a good swimmer, though, if you got to swim against that Gulf Current, man. You'd have to be Johnny Weissmuller.
Geez, he's ripping. Offshore is ripping. It's just ripping, ripping. It, you know, luckily it's not terrible right in that 60-mile range here. But, boy, just a little bit beyond that, buddy, it's ripping and getting it. And, you know, probably and really it looks like pockets on the satellite images and stuff like that.
Right.
It, you know, yesterday, and I didn't look at it this morning, but yesterday that real hard rip looked, you know, if you look at the FADS, you know, because we don't have, oil rigs to really count on, but the FADS, so you got 1, 2, 3, 4, one being the furthest over by Galveston in our little section of FADS, 4 being closer to the weather buoy here in Freeport. 2 and 3 are in some really, really, really strong current to the point it's actually pushing that buoy down. Number 1's okay, and number 4 seems to be okay, some people say. I've been to 4 here recently, but yeah. So it's like this really hard current right around there. So it's actually a fairly good temperature break, which would lead me to believe that there's probably some really good bill fishing right along the edge where that current gets slack up here right on the shelf. I mean, on paper, it looks great. It looks probably one of the best conditions you can find. If you can find that good slack current right along the edge of it somewhere. We did run through one good rip yesterday. It wasn't full of weeds or anything like that. And it wasn't, it wasn't that hard current line that I'm talking about right there. But somewhere along, that shelf area, you're going to be able to find it. And, as far as, the reports I was getting back yesterday, it seems like the bill fishing is still good. There's some sails being caught, some whites being caught. I haven't heard much from the Blues. A friend of ours went out to Nance and Boomvang yesterday for, specifically targeting yellowfin tuna, and said they got blanked. Said the current was ripping so hard out there. It was so hard for them to even keep anything down. Chunking at night was almost impossible. And it'll kind of get that way sometimes. And it's a half moon, too, on top of that. So it's probably not prime conditions to begin with. As far as the offshore platforms go, the floaters, Gunnison looks to be in the best water. It's sitting right on a zero line, which should be fairly slack. The current's not terrible. It's still going, but not terrible. Right. Nance and Boomvangers are right there in that bubble as well. So, if I was going to go yellowfin tuna fishing, I'd probably hit Hoover. I'd probably make my way out to Hoover. I think that would probably be maybe far enough past these, little tougher conditions. And right now, too, man, it's real weird. So this, you got a real heavy positive altimetry. It's a positive 20, just offshore of Nansen, which is, that's kind of huge. Opposite of what you want, not to say that always affects everything, but, I always talk about altimetry, but, if you're in a very positive, very, very positive, tends to not help out, maybe it doesn't, completely kill anything, but, or the bite, but, it doesn't help. If other conditions are bad, probably not the greatest place to go. So, man, I mean, that was a mouthful, but yeah, we're headed out for day two today. We're taking them again, baby. We do it every year, 2 days.
Sharky still down there?
He is. Bless his heart, man. Let me tell you, that guy's got a heart of a champion.
He does. He's a good multiple young man, data. I'll tell you.
I think he told me he's on day six or something. And I said, man, what happened? He said, well, we didn't have a month of June, Yeah, that's what happens. He's absolutely right,
Okay, sunshine, buddy.
That's right. This season, it only lasts so many days. So you get out there and get it.
Well, that storm that popped up straight out from Galveston, really kind of straight out from Bolivar, it was kind of drifting your way. Now it's kind of going south, so or actually southeast. Who knows?
Yeah, the future cast when we went to sleep last night showed the whole Gulf of Mexico basically being engulfed. I mean, it looked bad.
Well, it is over towards Louisiana. Off the Louisiana coast, there's storms everywhere from there through Mississippi over towards Florida, Panhandle.
Wow.
So I don't know if, that kind of moisture and that kind of pressure will make some pop-ups around here. I know Galveston's forecast was only like for 30% today, so maybe it'll be better.
I think we're going to try, that was kind of the, we were going back and forth with the last night, generally the first day we go out and do snapper, fill the boat, kind of run around with everybody. And then the second day we kind of do kind of freelance, everybody kind of do their own thing if they like and yada, yada, yada.
Get some off the wall fish. Yeah.
Yeah. We always give the vets a chance to do something crazy. I mean, if they want to go catch a billfish or, you know, want to go catch a grouper or something, you know, and we were looking at last night, and with all that future cast, we kind of called it off. We just decided, man, you know what? It's probably not worth the risk.
True.
You know, especially after going. Yeah. So we're probably going to stay closer anyways, but, you know, so hard to call.
You got north wind across the board. Everything's north and light.
Well, that's, yeah. That would be better.
And it's a little cooler this morning, too.
Yes, it is. That it is. I'm looking over here at the plants right now, and that smokestack's going straight up. It's not even, it doesn't have a left curve to it or anything. So that's a pretty positive sign. Should be pretty decent weather. Oh, man, there's lightning in the distance out here.
Yeah, that's over towards us over this way. Straight out from us. Which is a crow flies, is pretty much straight out from you, too, you know.
Sure. A little drift west or east. We'll see. I don't know what we're going to end up doing. We'll see.
Well, if it was near my house, it would break up. You're always safe off Umbrella Point when storms come up.
Yeah, y'all got
I
the... Mean, y'all got
I
the...
saw that you saw that huge glob yesterday.
And, oh, yeah, it was terrible.
It is so weird when it gets near Trinity Bay, the way it'll start ragging apart and breaking up, and it gets a hole in the middle of it, and I get rain on both sides of me, east and west of me, and north and south, and then I'm just, I was wanting, you know, an inch or two of rain yesterday so bad, I jinxed it.
Oh, man. Y'all got the Trinity Bay bubble, is that what you're calling it?
I guess, man, it's just something about that west side over there. Maybe that's why the old-timers named the point, how they named it, Umbrella, because that's what it's like. Crazy.
Never put that together, yeah.
And Umbrella's up. It won't rain here. Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang with me.
All right.
Be right back.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market is a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. Check out their smoked sausage samples available daily in the store. Try it before you buy it. And they have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue, and they serve that every day, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They have bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all of their pecan smoked sausage, along with homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloins, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And check out their Chuck Wagon patties, half-pound beef patties, seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. And while you're there, check out all their grab-and-go snacking products like their beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. They're really good. And their wild game processing facilities open year-round. And you check out their new sausage recipe they have available. You got to try it. It's really good. So the Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:36. All right, Jeff, we're back, my friend. Captain Jeff.
Back Hayley. In action.
Yes, sir.
Back in action. Man, you know, we were talking about maybe not going out, and I'm kind of looking at the weather. I don't know if I may try to run out the shrimp boats. I don't know, man. It's it's a tough call. I feel like stuff did kind of shift to the east a little bit last night. Excuse me. I mean, It's like 8 o'clock at night when we were looking at the forecast. So
right.
Yeah. Oh,
how
man.
Far out are all the shrimp boats right now?
You know, there's shrimp boats right on the beachfront, man. I mean, they are literally right here, and there's piles of them everywhere. They were mostly on the beachfront down south in Maddie, and I think a lot of them have kind of drifted up towards the Freeport area. And then you got them all the way out to, 250 foot of water. So, I mean, you know, they're all the way basically stretched out towards the weather buoy, generally speaking, is where they kind of head to initially anyways. And they go all the way. They're probably, south about 5 miles from the weather buoy and east of the weather buoy, probably, 20 miles or so. So we started hitting them probably over by, what's a good tequila area, but that's not really a good anyways, 20 miles east of the weather buoy. They're spread out anywhere between 200 foot of water and 180 foot of water. The right around the west 27, there's one or two there on a couple offshore of the west 25s, but the biggest mistake I hear and I see with people making fishing with shrimp boats and targeting blackfin tuna specifically is they always try to just stop at every shrimp boat. You can't stop every shrimp boat. There is a magic depth. That magic depth, generally speaking, for the longest time that I knew of, was 160 foot to 200 foot of water.
Right.
That range right there, that's where you need to be at. Now, I have caught them in shallower water. I've caught them in 140 foot of water by a shrimp boat, but it was in the middle. It was after October, few cold fronts had come through. They kind of pushed their way in. They made their way in a little bit. But right now you're not going to catch them in under 160 foot. So if you want to catch blackfin tuna and you drive out 10 miles, let's just say anywhere from Matagorda to Galveston,
right,
don't stop on a shrimp boat expecting to catch blackfin tuna. You're not going to find them. They got to be out there in the deep water. You on the shallower shrimp boats right now, you're going to look at a lot of sharks, obviously.
Sharks,
kingfish, maybe.
Bonita.
Yeah. Bonita, a few bonitas, maybe. And ling. And that's probably and some mahi. So there's, I've been told there's been a few little mahi still around. I haven't. We had that big rush of mahi a few weeks ago. I mean, it seems like everybody was coming in. As a matter of fact, one of the first
trips. Oh, it was hot, wasn't it? I mean, everybody had dozens of them.
Oh, man. I mean, it sounded like they came through in clouds.
Chicken dolphin all the way up to some really good, 30-pounders and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great run. Casey told me that one of the first runs to the shrimp boat he made out there this year, there were so many mahi at each one of those shrimp boats, he couldn't get his bait through the mahi, which
crazy.
Is super rare. You always hear about not getting through the sharks, not getting through the bonitas, but, mahi's just not necessarily something you hear about. But anyway, they were so thick that he couldn't get them through the mahis in order to get down to the black men.
Right.
And, we didn't see any yesterday, not a single one. So out of five boats, And I'd say that means a whole lot, but, in the areas that we hit, I didn't see a single one. We got to play around with a couple of ling yesterday. They just weren't hungry, stuff like that. But the shrimp boats in general were still kicking off coal at 11 o'clock in the afternoon, which means they're shrimping. They're generally having big catches at night. So if they're still coaling at 11 o'clock, man, they're catching shrimp like crazy. So our waters must be super primed up with some shrimp is my guess. But every shrimp boat we touched, they were still culling. We hit one, and sometimes those shrimp boats, they just don't shrimp the previous night, whether they take a day off or whatever. And sometimes you'll come across one that doesn't, it just completely dead. And one telltale sign too that their shrimp are still have a bunch of coal on the top deck is that when you come up to the back of the boat, they have these little slats, drainage ports on the back deck. And they'll, if they're not shrimping, they'll have them covered. They'll have the slats generally covered with plywood or something. So if you go up there and the slats are open, then they're more than likely they have shrimp in there that they're still culling out.
Yeah.
And and so if they're still culling, obviously the fish are still around or potential could be around.
Jumping them and up, man.
That's it. Even if they're not, they could still be there too. Don't get me wrong. I think that the overall rules of fishing the shrimp boats, we got to hit them first thing in the morning while they're calling or when they first call. Or do we, hit them up right at the end at 11 o'clock when they're just getting done or whatever? And then do we hit them up in the afternoon? there is no rules, I don't think. Some of the best fishing, you'd think those blackfin tuna would be hanging around specifically when they're chunking off, kicking shrimp off. But you know what? Some of the best times I've ever had at the shrimp boat was late in the afternoon, long after they got done.
Me too.
And those blackfin tuna just so happened to be hanging around that boat, And, man, when you pull up, you're the only thing feed them. What? You basically walk across the water with them,
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And nothing better than that. I mean.
I remember the Kings used to be thick, man. You could find your hot boat and you'd pull up to the stern of it and start drifting backwards with, throwing baits out, and those fish would follow you. You could catch them for a half a mile drifting away from that boat, and then turn around and go back to it and start another drift and do the same damn thing. Crazy.
Yeah. Man, schooling fish, that's how they are. That's how they work. And, any of those schooling-type fish that you can get going like that, man, if you can be their food source, they'll be with you, It's just fish shooting fish in the barrel, man. And, ain't much better than that. And
are you
and
seeing
really
a lot of weed now, or is most of the weed gone? I mean, did it all wash ashore with all the winds we had all year, push it in? Because, boy, it was supposed to be a banner year, from the Sargasso Sea. Tons of weed.
Early on, yes. And then yesterday when we were driving through, we didn't see any large patches, but we certainly drove over little spotty pieces, which probably, given the right conditions, and a good rip, would probably culminate to something. But we never did run over a big patch at all.
Yeah.
It was all very spotty. even in the rip that we ran across yesterday, the couple that we ran across, there wasn't any weeds in it, zero. We didn't go out as far as that hard current rip, though. I know we were close. I know we were. We never found it. Potentially, maybe something there. I didn't hear any feedback either of anybody else, you know, off of Freeport. But yeah, I mean, to your point, there was supposed to be a bunch, and maybe they're, you know, maybe it was just really that one big bulky run of it, you know.
Yeah,
they said the same thing last year too. They said that it was a big old, it was one of the biggest sargassum years ever on record. You know, so what is that? The most of the
we're a lot of fake news nowadays, knowing weather. I mean, everything. What the heck?
You know, I mean, with the advent of, you know, social media and all that stuff, I think it's more prevalent, and people, you know, that, you know, Mickey, correct me if I'm wrong. Has this been going on for centuries where you know, the scientists will come out and tell you one thing, and then us as fishermen are out there doing it, and they're catching it, and we're thinking, no way. There's no way. This, you know, is, trout fishing.
Follow the science as long as it benefits them, and then, well, don't trust the science when it doesn't benefit them. So what do you believe anymore?
Exactly. You know, and it's so tough, you know, and then you start to learn about the science behind them, how they, you know, what this so-called, you know, not to say that all the science is bad. I don't want to say that at all, but, you
right,
know,
I understand.
Yeah, where, you know, they would count the snapper quote of how it got met by going down to the Galveston, you know, the basin and counting how many boats were gone out of their slips and thinking, oh, all them people were snapper fishing, so we're going to consider they all caught 12 snappers, you know, per boat and this and that. Mm-hmm. Come on now. What kind of science is that? You know, that's
not
terrible science.
You know, it is not.
But, yeah, I mean, and I think nowadays, it probably more than any, you know, you're able to see that, you know, for your own eyes. And geez, you know, it's so hard to call. Remember I told you early on this year, everybody was saying the snapper gone and somebody overfished them, this and that. And I told you, they're around. I promise.
You said it's just going to be late. It'll happen.
It's just going to be late. It's just going to be late. You know, it's impossible to fish out that many fish in a short period of time, you know, and not to say that they didn't fish them hard. Don't get me wrong. I think they always did take a big dent out of them, you know, but fish are resilient. They're smart. You know, they do their thing. They, you know, live and do different patterns than what we see every single year, you know, fish, even inshore fish, you know. Seems like these anomaly years, they do some weird stuff that we don't really expect, you know what I mean? And,
yeah,
and that's just kind of how it is. And, you know, but at the same time, it's not to say that there's this, you know, ginormous, there's way more fishermen in this world than there ever has been. And there will continue to be more and more and more. And these fish have ton of pressure. So each and every one of us still need to do our part and make that, you know, be conservative about what we do, for sure. I mean,
sure,
there's no doubt about it. But is eliminating every species on the face of the planet? No. In the Gulf of Mexico, no. But if we don't be careful, you know, actually start acting, we can, you know, really hurt them bad, and we don't want to do that. So luckily, you know, I think we're in a good spot here. If we can keep, you know, as far on that note, I know I kind of got off topic a little bit, but if we can keep, you know, things kind of how they are, or even back off a little bit, I believe, on some of the red snapper, we'll be doing a lot better. You know, we've seen it here in the Gulf of Mexico go bad, go sour on us, and
sure,
it's not looking great. I mean, it's the from what I'm seeing, from the reports I get right now, you know, it's probably, we're kind of going backwards a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
And we probably should. I know that there was some bills government that they were trying to pass about more poundage for some of the commercial guys, which have nothing against that commercial stuff, but, you know, every one of the commercial guys I've talked to in the last 6 months that I asked that exact question to, they said, we don't need it. We don't want it. Well, I mean, of course they want it, but you know, it's not necessary. You know?
I had a text from a listener for you. He said, wonder if Jeff knows how old a 500-pound blue marlin is. I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even have a clue.
I'm so sorry. I don't. But I tell you what, you text next week, and I'll have an answer for you.
Yeah.
Oh, 500-pound blue marlin.
You know, I can tell you as far as the length or weight of a trout about how old it is. But, no, blue marlin, I don't know much about that one, how old that fish would be.
I can tell you just conservatively, that's pretty old fish. It's pretty rare fish. 500-pound marlin's a big one. So, I don't want to give you, I don't want to lie to you, but
right.
That's getting there.
Well, I was very surprised to see how long redfish live. It's pretty crazy.
Well, how long do they live?
60 years.
60 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Never would have guessed.
Yeah, lifespan of a speckled trout is in anywhere from 7 to 10 years. You know, kind of like a white-tailed deer.
Wow, so a 30-inch speckled trout pushing 6 years.
Yeah, pretty much. A 30-inch? No, he's on up there. He's, it depends on where you catch him. Around here, he's going to be a really old fish. Now, down south and Baffin area, those fish reach 30 pretty quick. Because they, you know, it's just different DNA and a different. I don't know what it has to do with the salinity rates or what, but they do grow bigger and faster down there for whatever reason.
Oh wow! Wow, that's incredible. Especially the redfish. Never would have guessed.
Yeah,
60 years old.
Yeah,
man, that's gonna make me think twice about killing a bunch of bulls. You know.
Well, here we go. I'll just. Atlantic blue marlin. I just Googled this.
Yeah.
Or Wikipedia or whatever you want to call it on here on my, I don't know what kind of, all this AI stuff now, co-pilot answer. The lifespan of a blue marlin typically ranges from 5 to 10 years. I can't hardly believe that. But they can live up to 30 years under ideal conditions. Female blue marlins tend to outlive males by up to a decade. So, man, that's a big span there from 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And then, can live up to 30 years. So.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit off to me.
Yeah.
That AI. I'll tell you what, I'm jotting this down right now. I'm gonna find out. Hey, I'm going to try to, a couple of the people that I'm going to just. Matt Smith has been telling me to come on. And, Matt, if you're listening, not putting any pressure.
Matt.
I know I text you. Him and my buddy Shane Cantrell out of Galveston, I would love to get him on. He fishes a lot with Texas A&M University over there and does a lot of the studies that the Gulf Council use eventually and stuff like that. So he's my fact checker when it comes to a lot of this stuff. And and man, he's gonna tell us how it actually works. So but anyways, with those guys coming on, I'm gonna make it a point to talk about some of this stuff. And really, believe it or not, some of the biggest bigger tuna count, the tuna species tuna quota health, whatever you want to call it, in the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, a lot of the studies are done right here in Texas out of Galveston. So they'll start doing that in October, going out and catching the tiny, tiny tunas. And it's a very, very cool way that they do that. And very scientific, you know, very, very good one. So I'm going to have him on hopefully here in the next couple weeks. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know enough about it, and shame on me for not, researching a lot more of my fish species that I do. But man,
well, AI just told us they know everything.
Yeah.
Or it knows everything, whatever AI is anymore. It's supposed to be a good thing, but I don't know, man.
Yeah,
so was,
I mean, you
a lot of other things.
Right? If the basis of your information is misinformation, then your answer is going to be a incorrect answer.
Well, it's all based and loaded into computers by human information and knowledge. So,
right.
The rise of the machines. Here we go.
The rise of the machines. Now we're in the Matrix and we don't even know it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, brother, I'm going to let you get to it, Jeff. I hope y'all can get out and have another successful day. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and hooking up or what have you, give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
Man, you bet. Give us a call anytime at 979-417-1013 or go to our website, stsladventures.com. Hey, and if somebody wants to get involved with SOD or donate or help out or whatever, please give me a call. Super great organization. Generally, disabled kids and stuff is the basis of that program, but they also do vets, obviously. And
awesome.
Give us a call. We'd love to have you.
All right, my friend. Y'all have a effective day, hopefully.
Thanks, Mickey. Appreciate
right.
you.
Hey, thanks
Sunday.
For what you do, Jeff. Great guy, man.
Yes,
we'll
sir.
See you, buddy. All right, take
Bye.
Care.
Bye. Bye.
All right. That's Captain Jeff Naylor out of Freeport. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.